They were passed with the best of intentions, but laws aimed at protecting towns against predatory offenders have created new conflicts. Suddenly, neighbors aren't what they seemed. Many, it turns out, are living secret lives at the seedy margins of society. Jack Zorn reports.
Stay away from our kids!
Sell the house and go!
The sounds of outrage have split the quiet of this leafy Valhalla of cookie-cutter cul-de-sacs and minivans. Day breaks, a crowd gathers, and the chanting begins anew. It'll go on, protesters vow, until their neighbor Kenny Blaine packs up and shoves out, or until they drag him out by his thumbs and stone him to death in his driveway. His crime? He's an officer of a large public company, but until an SEC filing last week, no one suspected Kenny Blaine harbored corporate inclinations.
It was a real shock, let me tell ya. You think you know someone.
Jane and Rick Miller thought they knew their next-door neighbor. Then he stopped by one day last week.
All of a sudden, there he was, ringing my bell and thrusting this proxy statement in my face. God, it was shameless.
He wanted you to sign it?
He said he needed a certain number of signatures to make the cut. That's what he said, make the cut. It was revolting.
It's 7 a.m. at the Sugar Shack, where commuters stop off for thick slabs of cinnamon toast and fatty sausage links on the way to work.
I feel for the parents. I do.
Greg Thornton manages one of the town's three fatty sausage link factories.
But it's not just kids who are at risk. Heck, Blaine came right out and said his demographic is men 18 to 85. That's me.
Everywhere inside the Blaine home are reminders of what Jenny Blaine delicately refers to as Kenny's interests. 10K filings, quarterly reports, grand jury transcripts, and, in plain view, an extensive magazine and video collection. It's hardcore corporate stuff.
I'm used to it. I accept it.
Jenny fingers through a copy of CFO magazine.
But I know that's not easy for some people.
What Jenny and Kenny can't accept, however, is what they see as a rising tide of intolerance all around them.
Stone the freak! Stone the freak!
I've done nothing wrong, okay? I create shareholder value. I'm a capitalist, for God's sake. Is that so wrong?
Now, hon...
I didn't ask to be corporately inclined. It's just the way God and grad school made me. Don't I have a right? Well, don't I?
Corporate stooge!
You're a dead man, Blaine!
They can scream and yell all they want, but we're sticking it out right here.
Put that in a staff memo, Blaine!
It's over, beast!
Maybe it's time we tried something else.
How about politics?
Let's do it. Sorry, Jack. Gotta go.
For National Political Radio, I'm Jack Zorn.